Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim, Daf Pei Gimel. Pick it up at the top of the page, three lines down. Next part of the Mishnah, Nichnas L'chaper. The blood was brought in order to be Mechaper. That's what you had in mind. Even if it wasn't applied, it's going to be no good, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon said that the dam does not become invalid unless it's actually applied inside the Heichal. Tanya will tell the Rabbi Eliezer, O men emekan l'chaper b'kodesh, v'nema l'holon, l'b'chol adam lo yeh b'o'o moed, b'bo l'chaper b'kodesh. Mal holon b'shalo kippur, just like there, the Isser applies even when the Kohen Gadol didn't yet do. It wasn't mechaper. Afkan b'shelo keeper. Here also the dam is going to be puzzled, even though it didn't affect atonement. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemar kan lechaper. It says over here to affect atonement. V'nemar lahulan v'espar chatas v'esir chatas shahuva is done lechaper, and the chatas bull and the chatas he goat whose blood has been brought to affect atonement. Malahulan b'shelo keeper. Just like there. The chiyuv applies only when he affected atonement. Afkam b'shekeeper. Also here, the dam is invalid only where he affected atonement. What's our machlokas? Mar savar dan chutz michutz. One, Rabbi Lez holds that we learn out the din of outer karbonos from another of outer part of the mizbeach. Vein dan chutz mifnim, but we don't do chutz from inside. Mar savar dan behema behema, animal for animal. Vein dan behema adam, and that behema from adam. So the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, if the coin brought the blood unintentionally, it's still going to be good. Ha, mezo pasal, but that implies that even according to Rabbi Huda, if the coin brought the blood intentionally, it's going to be good. B'chshepit b'shekeeper, is this only true when the coin is going to be mechaper or b'shol keeper, or even when it's not? But just out of mind too. Amar Yirmiya Mimash Mishenemar Veispar Chatas Veisir Chatas Yehuva as Dam Lechaper Kodes. Once it says in the Chatas and the bull and the Sayer whose dam has been brought to effect atonement in the Kodesh, again, as we burnt outside the camp. Matam Lomer Vasorif. Why does the Torah teach that in the next pasuk and the one who burns them shall immerse his clothing in water? Matam Lomer Vasorif. What does our teacher by saying, and the one who burns, legufe yitzrich, it's needed for its own din, to teach that the law said over there, the clothing of the person who burns his chattas has to be, that they become tummy. Ella, ma tamad lo mechattas chattas. Why does the Torah tell us, what are we teaching us by the saying the first two psukim, chattas chattas, they're saying it two times, do times. What is it going to teach you? Because we learned only about the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, shenistrafim abeis hadesh, and they're burnt in the place of the ashes, mitame begadim, that they're going to cause the clothing to become tame. Shair nisrafim inayin. Where do we know? But the other inner chatas kamanets are going to be burnt, and they are also going to be mitame the clothing of those who burn with them, burn them with tumah. Tamalor mechatas chatas. The pasuk first says words chatas chatas. To include other types of inner chattas carbonus as well, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yomer, Omer, Eino Tzarech. It's not necessary to do that, because Rabbi Yomer, Vespar chattas, Vespar Vesayer chattas, Tain Tamad Lomel Lechaper, didn't have to say the words Lechaper, because they already said it by the fact about those carbonus. Ma Tamad Lomel Lechaper, why does it say it? Limin al kol em eschaperim, Shasarfim mitamim begadim. See, but all carbonus that atone in the sanctuary, that one who burns them, they make his clothing tummy. Rabbi Yehuda lechaper lo mashmalei. According to Yehuda, lechaper doesn't indicate anything about tumah giving to the clothing of one who burns the inner chatas. My time, what's the reason? La mishum de mibay le gzer shava. Is it not because he needs them? He needs that for the gzer shava. The Rishimen learned of an outer chatas. Rabbi Yehuda must therefore hold that outer chatas is puzzle only if it's blood, if the blood applications are actually made in the Heichal. Hajon Allah, kol azvachim shenisayavu. Ein de la la la, oh, ein de la la la, ey. In order to make a guess, Hajon Allah, so let's go back to Ein Omid Beis. And what do we say there? Kol azvachim shenisayavu b'chadus amesos. Oh, b'shorim nisko, afilu b'achas b'riboy, yomusu kulan. Okay, now that we're yotze, move on to the ninth parak. Here we go. Zok the Hilga Mishnah. Hamizbeach mekadesh es haroi loy. The mizbeach is mekadesh something that's roy to it, even if the thing is pasul. And then the things that are part of the Bech, it stays there. And if you don't want to call a royal Isham, anything that's royal to the Isham, to the fires, Im Ola Lared, it goes up, it doesn't come down. Shenemar, Hi Ha'ola Al Mogda, it is the Ola on the pyre. Ma Ola Shi Ru'i L'Isham, just like the Ola is something that's royal to the fires, Im also Loterit, Hav Kol Shehu, royal Isham, Im Ola Lared, because it doesn't come down. Rabbi Gamliel, Lomer, Kol Royal Mizbech, anything that's fit. And any part of the mizbech, im ala l'ered, if it goes, it doesn't come down. Shenemar hi ha'ola al mogda al mizbech, ma ola shi ru'i l'mizbech, im also loteret, af kodav shi ru'i l'mizbech, im also loteret. Ein bein diver ben gamlil, diver b'shua, el adam v'nisachim. Because these are things that don't go on the fire, but go on the top of the mizbech. The blood and the libation. So ben gamlil, omer, lo yedu, they don't come down, v'shua, omer, yedu, v'shua would say that they do come down, right? Because he's saying that's for the Ishim. And Gamliel says it's going to go up, so it goes in Caesar. And Shimon Omer has ever kashim zechem psulin. Whether the offering, the carbon, is valid and it's Nesachim are puzzle, or Nesachim Ksherim is Zevach puzzle, the flip, I feel Zev is a psul, or both of them are puzzle, and they're brought up in this Be'ach, and Zevach lo yirid, and Nesachim lo yiridu, that the carbonos do not come down from the Mizbeach, but the Nesachim do come down. Beep, turn the page. Zok the Heliga, Heliga Gemara. Roi lo in, Shein roi lo lo. So it sounds like you're saying that the Mizbeach is going to recade something that's roi to it, that implies that it's going to sanctify that which is fit for it, but not ready for it, not. Lemutah, what's it coming to exclude? Like what invalid carbon it put in the Mizbeach should be removed from it. Rav Papa Lemutah, Kmatzin Shalom Kitchu Bekli. It's talking about Komets, Kmitza, that was in Mekudosh and a Kli. These have to remove from the Mizbeach because they were never designated as a carbon. Maskov Ravina, but my Shlomi De'ula, why is this any different? It's Kmitza. So Kmitza, the unsanctified Kmitza, from the din of Ula. Da Amar Ula, says Ula. The Heilige, Heilige Ula tells us. A muri kachem kalim shehelun lefnei zukas damim. If you have the sacrificial parts of kachem kalim that were brought up on the mizbech before they threw the dam, lo yedu, they don't come down from the mizbech. Nasu lachmo shel mizbech, because they become the lechem of the mizbech, the altar's lechem. Why is it that these karbonos, which aren't designated, right? They lack the designation because they're throwing the dam. They can stand this back, but the kamatzim that lack the designation, they have to come down, right? Because they weren't in the kli. Says Gemara, because hani lo michse ma'isa v'gufayu. Over there, the second case we brought over there, it's not lacking anything in its own body itself. This is the dam to be thrown. Ha'michse ma'isa v'gufayu. But when it comes to the kamitza, it's lacking the fact that it itself hasn't been Makudash. Says next part of Mishnah Yeshua, Mer Kolaroy Liyishem, anything that's roy for the fires, it goes up, it comes down. Okay, now, and Gamliel says, anything which is fit for the Mizbeach itself, even not the fires. Gamliel Nami Huxiv Ola Mokta. What do you mean? It says Ola Mokta. Has the lotion of the fires there. Nahula Duri Pokin Hudas. Gamliel says that that's coming to teach us a chiv to return to the altar's fires. Things that shot off of the fires and they fell to the floor. Like as they was up on the fire, supposed to be there. Boom, the heat of it knocked it off. It goes back up there. Vida Chamorav Yeshua, Ladure Poker Minalim. Where does he learn out the idea that stuff that shoots off and goes back? Nafkle Me Asher Tocha La'ish. It was from that which the fire consumed. Vida Chai, Mormon Gamliel. What's he going to do with that? Pasuk? No, Olim Mubdai for something else. La'chule Ola Atamachser. That if it partially consumed parts of the Ola, got shut off, or you turned it there. But you shall not return consumed incense that was shot off. When the pasuk says that which the fire consumed of the ola on the mizbeach, akuli ola tamachsir, it's talking about consumed parts of an ola that were shot off. You should return it. Via tamachsir akuli ktoros, but not the consumed incense that was knocked off. Ve'idach, what about Yeshua? He says back, even though the pasuk comes to teach that you don't return partially consumed incense, lava mila. Shamat mina that chule ola madrina la memela. So then you learn out from memela that we return to the mizbeach parts to consume parts of an ola carbon. Okay. Next part of the mishnah, seven gamliel omer kol roi, anything that is fit, any part of the mizbeach. Once it's gone up, then it doesn't come down. We're good. That's from Gamliel. For Bishua Nami, Oksim is Bech, it says Bech, it sounds like there's have to be care about the things that go in the fire, but Mishim is Bech, including the Sachim, like which he said, and the Kamatsim. Now, Humi Baile, Mai Ka'amar Rachmana, he needs the word Mizbech because it's explaining what the Torah says in this Pasuk. Anything fit for the Mizbeach's fire is sanctified by the Mizbeach. And what's Rabbi, what's Rabbi Gamliel going to do with that Mizbeach? He has another Mizbeach for that. We learn on that mention that it's the Mizbeach that's going to be Mekadesh, an invalid carbon, you know, Emurim that are brought up over there. V'idach, the other one, Chad Lehecha de Haisa La Shatza Kosher. One that served for a case of a carbon that had a time when it was kosher, validity. Chad Lehecha de La Haisa La Shatza Kosher is one that didn't have that and still it's going to stay up there. V'idach, the Roman says, Kevin de Pesulian in the Rabbin Hu Chachmana, since these carbonas are invalid and the Torah is including them as being part it's like sanctification when the Mizbeach, Loshna Hisalo Shaskosh, Loshna Lesha Shaskos. I don't care if it has Shaskos or not. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zivakasha, he says whether the offering was valid or not. Tanya willing to the Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola. The pas hola, ¿cómo estás? The pasuk tells us that the Mizbeach is gonna makdish that which is put on it. This kasha is an ola. Ma'ola haba beglal atzma. We learn that just like an ola, which comes on its own account, remains on the mizbeach once it's been put there. Avkola boy beglal atzma. So to all carbonas that come on their own remain on the mizbeach once it's been put up there. Yotzei nesachim habayim beglal zevach. This is excluding nesachim libations that come because of a carbon. If these are invalidated and brought up in the mizbeach, you got to remove them. Rabbi Yosei Gluli Omer. Since it says, whatever touches the Mizbech shall become sanctified. I don't care if this is roi, fit for the Mizbech, something not. Therefore, it says, we're kvasim, lambs, to tell you, it's my kvasim, af kol roi. Just like lambs are fit for the Mizbech, af kol roi, so to anything that is fit can't be removed from the Mizbech, even if it was invalidated. It excludes things that are never fit to be put in the Mizbech. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ola, and it says Ola to teach. My Ola Ruya, just like an Ola is fit for the Mizbeach, I've called Ruya. So to anything that fit cannot be removed from the Mizbeach, even if it became possible. This is excluding things that were never fit to be put there. My Benayu, what's the difference between them? Both of them agree that only stuff that's fit for the Mizbeach are going to benefit from its power of Kedusha, of sanctification. So what's the difference between them? How you learn it out from. Amr of Adabar Ava Ola Sa'of Psuli Kabana. The difference in them is a bird Ola that's puzzle. Mar Maisilame Ola. One, meaning Rabbi Kiva is going to learn out this definition of what's considered fit for the Mizbeach from the term Ola. And therefore, maintains that even an invalid bird, Ola is going to be okay for being sanctified by the Mizbeach. Mar Maisilame Kvasim. One says, no, we learn out from lambs, and therefore maintains that only invalidated livestock, like lambs, are going to be able to become Makdish. And the one who learns that from lambs, Huxav Ola, it says the word Ola. So how do you explain that? Iksav Kvasim, Luxav Ola, if we would say Kvasim, not Ola, Havamina, Filo Mechaim. I would thought that the Mizbeach sanctifies even invalid animal offerings that went up out there alive. I feel Mechaim. Katsu Chamana Ola, if it's an Ola, which means literally that goes up, it seems that the Mizbeach is going to be Makdish. Only shechted things like carbonas, which have been made fit to be go through, to go up because it's shachar ready. Mind the me ola when it says from ola haksev kvasim, but it does say the word kvasim. Iksev ola veloksev kvasim have a mina filu mincha. If would have said ola not kvasim, I would have thought even a mincha is going to be included over here. Right? Because shachar kvasim, if it says kvasim, that tells us that it's only talking about animals or birds. My ika bein hani tanai lahani tanai demasnisan. What's the practical difference between these ones of the Bryce of Yosef Glean and Rabbi Kiva and the other ones of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, who said the same, who said different sources, but the din that the Mizbeach is going to be marked as something which is fit to go up on it? Amar Papa says, Kamatsim Shekichu Bekli Kamenayu. The Kamatsim that were sanctified in a Kli that were subsequently invalidated, is that's going to be the difference. L'tanoi didan lo yerdu, according to our Tanoim, out of our Mishnah, they should not come down if they were brought up in the Mizbeach. Latanai demasnisa yerdu. According to the name of the Braisa, they should come down, right? Both Rabbi Yosef Galili and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Galili, who limits the power of Kedusha to livestock, Rabbi Akiva, including birds also, they agree that the invalid grain offerings do not benefit from the Mizbeach's power of sanctification. We got a switcheroo over here in the Shinui Nisros, and it says here, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Mincha Bo B'Fnei Atzma, about a Nisachim Mincha that came on its own and was invalidated, but was brought up on the Mizbeach. L'divrei Kula and Loser, according to everyone who doesn't come down. L'divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, beep, turn the page. There it does come down, right? Because basically, the limits the kedusha to livestock and Akiva to or that of birds. Both agree that it's not going to work by grain. Mincha ba and mazevach. Let's say you have the mincha that comes with the zevach. That's the libation of a mincha that comes with it. And is becomes possible. The very blue Rabbi Shua, low tev doesn't come down. The very cool and tev according to everyone else, it does. The sachem aboy and b'fnei atzvan. Let's say you have libations that come by on their own. Rashi just could go to misnadiv yayin. Someone donates yayin below zevach without a carbon to the nabrachos midan v'yayin. You're allowed to do such a thing. The very cool and tev according to everyone goes down. The very blue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon doesn't come down. The sachem aboy and zevach comes with the carbon. The very cool and yerdu. The very blue Gamliel chudei lo yerdu. Only according to the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, they do not come down. Rabbi Shimon agrees with the other Tanaim that in this case it would come down because they are just accompaniments of it. So the Gemara Peshitta, obviously, why does Reish Lakish have to tell us this? Because mincha habal b'fnei atzmei tzuchale. You need it for the case of a mincha that comes on its own. That's what we need to tell us. Okay, the Rava goes according to Rava that a person can bring a libation mincha by itself. Dama Rava. Minchas nesachem b'chol yom. A person can donate a libation of mincha every day, even without bringing the carbon itself. V'nashmi'inan kiderava. If this is what he's telling to say, Rav Shlakas continues to let him inform us. Straight up, let us say straight up, it's like Rava did. Why does he have to go and put it a whole strange way of invalid carbonos that can stay up on the Mizbeach? Right, let's say straight up. It was necessary for Reish Lakish to say that this laws about wine libations that accompany this carbon to come Mekarev Lehu Elmacho Liyoma Uchara. Specifically in reference to the case where the owner brings them the day after he brings the carbon or any other day. So he needed to tell us that these type of nesachim are going to be no good if treated. They're treated just like the nesachim brought together with the carbon and are not independent. I would have thought, since it says, mincha summon is kamba laila, the pasuk repeats their meal offerings and their libations can be brought even at night. Then you would think, and also repeats their meal offerings and their wine libations, is telling us that it can be brought even the next day. So when they're brought in the later day, they're compared to the nesachim that come by themselves. That if they become possible, they don't come down from the Mizbeach. Kamash Molim, Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that according to Reb Shimon, the Sachem that accompany a carbon are not able to become Kaddush from the Mizbeach, even if they're offered on a different day than the main carbon itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all you all a great, great day.